Good morning, and welcome to the original Loretta Brown Show. I'm back.
She's back.
I'm back. Yay. Woohoo! And Benny, I've been way out. Way out.
You were a little deep, so
to
speak.
I was deep. I went up the Nile or down the Nile or...
Whoa.
You know, it's because the Nile runs from south to... I went up the Nile or down the Nile. I think I went down, but it was up.
Did you tell which direction you
were?
No. My point.
I have to tell you, though, because I was thinking about this the other night, because we got up early, you know, to do some early morning meditations and watch the sunrise. And I realized that the whole time I was thinking that we were facing west when, you know, the sun does come up in the east, right?
Yeah, I believe
right?
It comes up in...
Or the west. Which way?
Is it different?
I don't know.
I don't think it's different. I think it's the same.
It's because the Nile flows from south to north.
So that's the confusion.
Yeah, and for some reason, I have no idea why that threw me off, but don't let it throw you off, listeners, if you end up floating on a beautiful dahabeya on the Nile, you know, with more staff than people.
Screaming out, why is this flowing the wrong way?
Be okay with it. But anyway, yeah, this is Loretta Brown. I'm back from a fantastic trip to Egypt with an amazing group of...
Photos looked great, first of all.
Fantastic.
I've been kind of, you know, spying on them a little bit.
Yeah.
Trolling, as the kids would say.
Yeah, please do.
Looked amazing.
I ended up, I think, with 5,000 pictures.
Wow.
I'm definitely going to have to sort through those. And then other people had amazing pictures. We all had just a wonderful time. And I'll talk about that more. Mm-hmm. But just as a little teaser, we had, we had private sessions almost everywhere. And sometimes magic occurs. You know, Hatem Ali from Egypt Gate Travel is my guy, and I highly recommend him. But he goes overboard to make sure that he doesn't literally go overboard. I didn't actually see him overboard.
Is that
like
the test to see
that.
Which way the Nile was flowing?
Yeah, yeah, we just threw him in to see which
All
way.
All right, you're in.
But he went overboard to try to make everything happen that I asked. And
that's sweet.
He also came to me and he said, you have an amazing power of manifestation. And after he'd said it like three times, I kind of called him on it like, are you for real? Or are you just saying something nice because, you know, I'm paying you, right?
And or do you know about who Loretta Brown is in the States?
Yeah.
Like, she's pretty big.
She's pretty big.
Yeah. You've heard the show, right?
Yeah. Yeah. He has heard the show, by the way.
Aha.
Yeah. He checked it out, right?
So he was under some celebrity stardust.
Yeah. A little bit of that. And, but he said, no, I really mean it. You have an amazing power of manifestation. One day, on the day that we were supposed to have our private session between the paws of the Sphinx, I know, between the paws of the
Sounds
Sphinx.
So
there was
awesome.
Only 13 of us. Yeah, the whole Giza Plateau shut down for us, right? Just about. I get a call about 3 in the morning, and he says, you know, I just need to let you know that the, I don't know, president of China or somebody is in town, and they're going to close down the Giza Plateau for him. So we may or may not be able to have our
I'd have been like,
session.
whoa, did you forget who I was on this trip? I am the original Loretta Brown.
That's right.
No president from any country shall override us.
Shall override
and me.
Us, yeah.
All right,
so he
but I
said,
understand. Okay.
Yeah, so he said, I'm going to go over and see what I can do. He said, but could you do whatever that thing is that you do, that magic woo-woo thing? So I said, okay, what is it I do? So
looking
I,
at you
yeah.
intently, you know, that thing you do.
Watching you. Mm-hmm. So I went ahead and did that thing I do, right, which is connect with all that is and ask for the highest good. And he called me a little later and he said, call everybody and get them up. We're going right now. And he said, how'd you do that? And I said, how'd you do it?
Because lo and behold, the foreign prime minister of whatever country just couldn't all of a sudden then make it.
Yeah, exactly.
Well done.
Yeah. So it was like that the whole trip where just one amazing thing after another. And I highly recommend that if you want to go to Egypt, that you connect with me because I'm going to take another group. That's what came out of it.
What's still fascinating for me just to even view your photos and stuff like that. You know, I'm in our youth, you know, we don't get so involved with the history of stuff we see in the books when we're kids. But then when we get older and we see things in the outskirts of, you know, me going to the East Coast for softball, and I got to see, you know, New York and Washington, D.C., and that's all you see in the books. But when you see it in real life, this is exactly what, like, if you saw Egypt, I mean, like, what's it, I can't even imagine what it would be like on the things that I would see in the book with the, you know, the temples and,
yeah,
you know, the pyramids and so forth. And you were right there.
We're right there.
Like,
and everybody said, they said, Loretta, we're blown away by the fact that we can walk through these temples. We can touch a wall. I mean, I don't highly recommend you overtouch stuff, but you can touch it. You can see it. Mm-hmm. You can feel it. And then my group was really spoiled because there, like I said, there was some sort of magic. I think God and divine and our angels really wanted us to be there. You know,
you're
Isis.
A celebrity.
And,
I mean, this is, do you see where? Okay.
I do.
Okay. So, folks, you missed out if you didn't get to go.
Yeah.
Because if Loretta was there, y'all should have been there, too.
Well, it was one of those things where I've been on other tours in Egypt where you could hardly get through the temples because there's
very
so many
strict
people.
And boundaries and stuff.
Well, there's a lot of tourists.
Oh, that too. Right.
Right. Like, because they've got great big, huge cruise boats that will do, they'll do the tour in 3 days or 5 days.
They try to smash it all into.
Yeah, they smash it all in. And then they've got, you know, 250 people that they're moving around. Mm-hmm. I had 13 people.
And which is a much more intimate setting.
Very intimate setting. Mm-hmm. We just somehow would show up at a temple and we would be either the only people in there or almost the only people. And it kind of blew my mind. Everybody was like,
are we supposed to be here right
now?
Yeah,
like what's going on? And Hatem was like, well, you did it again. Here we are, and everybody's just exiting, and we're in the
power of Loretta.
Yeah, we're in the lull before the next wave comes in. So we did get a lot of really wonderful time just walking through the temples and absorbing, having our own experiences. And, of course, I always say Mother Egypt gets a hold of us, and she does. She goes deep inside, and she'll help clean and clear out what it is that needs to go. And it is like stepping back in time. We were on the boat for 7 days where Wi-Fi was real iffy. But
that's okay.
It was okay.
Sometimes you need to take a separation, a step back from all that.
Yeah. And as as you watch the Nile River go by, you're seeing people with their little farms and they're living very much like they have for thousands of years and not much technology. One night somebody came to me and they said, Loretta, I don't see any lights out there, like light bulbs, except one or two here and there. And I said, well, yeah, because we're just floating.
That's where we're at right now.
That's where we're at. Mm-hmm. So it was great. We had, you know, in the Temple of Dendera, the temple dedicated to Hathor, love, beauty, and harmony, somebody asked somebody to marry them. I know.
And was there an answer?
It was
You're
a
like,
yes.
There definitely was an
it
answer.
It was a yes, but we were plotting ahead of time because he had come to me and said, this is what I want to do, and I'm not sure where I want to do it, but we went to the jewelry store. We had everybody looking at jewelry while he's got me behind the scenes looking at rings going, what do you think of this ring? And I'm like, oh, my goodness. I'm just going to have to intuitively help you ask your angels because I can't pick a ring for somebody, right? So
we
had fun.
Close to you shutting down the entire store.
Yeah.
Because you are that celebrity.
Yeah, exactly.
Everyone out. We're here.
Well, what was funny is that he came to me later and he said, you know, she knows something up because you're not as subtle as you think you are, Loretta. Like, the power of subtlety is not one of my superpowers.
Well, but that's okay.
Yeah.
That's quite all right.
Yeah. So we had fun, Benny.
Good.
It was great fun.
Glad to hear.
Yeah. So anyway, it's good to be back with all of you, my listeners, and I hope that the last 3 weeks for you have been filled with all kinds of things. And I'm shocked that the weather got cool while I was gone, and next week's Thanksgiving.
I know, already.
How did that happen? And then people are already counting down to Christmas.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
As she looks down the hall to our sister station.
Yeah, I walked in and went.
You know they go big every year.
They do.
So it's definitely a surprise for some who've been away.
Yeah.
For us, that we've seen the gradual increase of all of these wonderful items. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's great. So I'll talk more about Egypt in the show today, and I'm going to give you 10 beauty secrets from ancient Egypt, because we did go places where Cleopatra kind of left a little bit of a delicious mark, I might say. And we'll talk a little bit about that and how to bring that home here, because there's no reason why you can't, you know, follow those beauty secrets here in the United States, you know, because there's lots of goddesses here. In case you hadn't noticed.
You can find me one, please.
Yes, yes, yes. We're putting a little order out there for the goddess of the match to, you know, Benny.
Just say it.
There's also gods out there, so we're putting that out there, too.
Just say it, yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be for you.
Yeah, we went to the what I call the essential oil temple, and the master oil man.
Master oil man.
He's a master.
The mom.
Yeah, yeah.
Master oil man.
Yeah.
Get it, mom? That won't work.
No, his name's Jamal. He sees energy fields, and so he did little readings on all of us and helped us with the oils for our chakras. And of course, I have Egyptian oils. I've brought them back with me, and I've sold them before.
I was just gonna ask, like, is it work in the same way of like duty and stuff like that? Are you allowed to take so much back? Or
you can, okay, as long as it's in your suitcase.
Got it.
It's carry on. You don't have to pay those duty.
No, I was just curious.
You know, coming out of Egypt, yeah, it's a lot cheaper to bring stuff back.
Not bringing back a jug of it.
Yeah. Well, and in fact, I told people going over, I said, if you can just check one bag going over and then your carry-on, you can buy an inexpensive suitcase to come home because you're going to fill it up.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Smart move.
Yeah.
Good idea.
Because you're entitled to that for international flights. You get two bags.
Great.
Yeah. So just FYI for all of you travelers out there, you can see that my brain's already working on the next group to take. It will be a small group again. Right now I'm looking at the next trip being somewhere between the end of February, middle of March. And if you are interested in having just top-notch, amazing trip to Egypt, please send me either a PM through Facebook or send me an email at info@ReikiOasis.com. And, of course, I'm Loretta Brown, and you will have an absolutely exquisite, amazing trip to Egypt that is a once-in-a-lifetime event. It will change you forever. Everybody's already been talking about how they got visions, they got dreams, they got upgrades, they got downloads, they saw things that they can't explain, they are changed forever. And I think it's working on me also. I've got all kinds of ideas since coming back. Now, as far as Reiki Oasis and my business here in Seattle goes, Saturday, which is apparently the day after tomorrow because I'm a little jet-lagged, Saturday is the Temple of the Divine Feminine. And since I just came back from Egypt, it is going to be rich and full of beautiful goddess things. And I'm going to be imparting a lot of information about healing. I am ultimately, at the essence of myself, a medium and a channel, and a healer, and we're always a little careful about that word healer because I don't promise I'll heal you, but I will definitely help you in every way that I can to live a better life. So Saturday, the Temple of the Divine Feminine. You can sign up at schedule.reikioasis.com. If it is within 24 hours of the workshop, the online scheduler shuts it down, so just send me an email at info@ReikiOasis.com and or text me and let me know that you want to come. The workshop on Saturday is 4 hours. It's 12:30 to 4:30 in the afternoon. And like I said, it's jam-packed full of really delicious things for the women. And we'll have a great time. Sunday, I have a crystal bowl healing concert at Bala Yoga in Kirkland. Yay! I'm so glad to come back and play the bowls. It will be at 7:30 p.m. in the evening, and that's Bala Yoga in Kirkland. So Bala Yoga has two locations. Make sure you check into the Kirkland one. You can buy tickets ahead of time through Bala Yoga, and you can also pay for them right at the door. And once again, I'm bringing those Egypt energies into my Crystal Bowl concert Sunday evening. You're going to want to come. I always make these strong connections with things. And when I go through the temples, I am always very aware of all of the healing techniques that are actually recorded on the walls. And they're real. They're always doing, you'll see images of people doing energy work, people using essential oils, people doing hands above healing or hands on, giving people herbs. And even at the Temple of Komombu, they have recorded ancient surgery, and they have surgical tools. Yeah. And they talk about pregnancy, fertility, and how to tell whether a child's going to be a boy or a girl. Yeah. It's all documented on the walls. Who knew?
How about twins? Do you see anything about twins up there?
They can do that.
Mine would definitely be up there.
Yeah, it would definitely be up there. But it's really startling when you take a look at
That's how I felt.
Yeah.
Exactly how I felt I found out. That's amazing.
I know. And then you have two of the cutest.
Thank you.
Cutest twins, little Bennies running around.
They are little mini Bennies.
They are. They're great. But their personalities are so different, aren't they, Benny?
Well, because they're fraternal. Not to say they're twins, but they are kind of gearing or kind of moving towards their own little thing. But they're, I mean, still one says one thing, and I thought it was the other one, and vice versa. So,
oh, is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, one can be a little more sensual or, you know, sensitive, and then the other one's a little more outgoing. But then the next day, it's the role, you know, role reversal. So,
got it.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah. Fun, fun.
Good little dudes.
Good little dudes. They are good little dudes. And, yeah, I just put, quite often in my radio shows, we put a little plug out there for children. I happen to adore children, and I think part of my deal on planet Earth is something that I got in a vision quest, which is heal the children, and you heal the land. So when we take a look at the world around us going, what can I do? The children can be your children. You know, are you attending to your children? Are you helping them grow and become strong and good, you know, like that? But we also have the inner child, and all of us have that inner child that has been wounded at some level and needs some assistance. And then we also have the spiritual child. So all of that healing work is the underlying intention behind everything that I do, is to help us get to a happier, better, balanced, more healed place. And from there, you know, we have a lot to offer ourselves, our families, and the world. So, Temple of the Divine Feminine, Crystal Bowl Healing Concert Sunday evening. And then let's do a little astrology check-in, because it's been a long time since I checked in with our astrology, our current astrology, let's put it that way. We are in November, and my goodness, we're halfway through it. And November has two major events, and that's Jupiter leaving Scorpio and moving into Sagittarius, and the lunar nodes leaving Leo and Aquarius and moving into Cancer and Capricorn. Now, Jupiter is the only planet that changes signs once a year. So it sets the tone for the entire next year. The nodes only change signs every 18 months, but they too bring a big shift. So if there's not enough change for you in November, Uranus also changes signs, moving back into Aries to finish what he has started. So basically, four important planets are changing signs or have already changed signs in November: Jupiter, the North Node, the South Node, and Uranus. And what does that mean? It does mean lots of changes in your life. Some things that kept you busy in the last year will finally come to a resolution or start to lose their importance. You may find yourself just saying, well, I'm really tired of being tired. And you're just going to be able to let that go. You'll just drop it right out and sort of exhale and brush your hands off and step into something else. On the other hand, other areas of your life will come into focus because you'll be done with that area. Or like I say, you'll just be done with being done with it. Venus finally goes direct, which is great. But one day later, Mercury goes retrograde. So after Venus retrograde in Scorpio shredded your heart into pieces and then put it back together into a more authentic whole, there are still things to reflect upon. And that's what Mercury retrograde is here for, to help you make sense of these lessons and integrate them into your life. So all in all, November is an upbeat, progressive month, which can bring you lots and lots of opportunities. Now, the lunar nodes changed signs on November 6th. And now we're what? What is the date today? The 15th? The 14th? Somewhere in there. I think it's the 15th. Sorry about that. Like I said, I got a little bit of jet lag. I'm a little bit upside down. But the nodes of the moon represent the karma of the present times and bring with them the eclipses. And of course, if you have personal planets or angles in Cancer and Capricorn, this collective karma will become your karma too. So these nodes moved right before we had the elections. Now, Cancer represents our home, our roots, our traditions, and what makes us feel safe and nurtured. Cancer is a symbol for the mother or the nurturer. Capricorn represents society, what we aspire towards, our career, our status, our reputation. And Capricorn is a symbol for the father of the authority. Because the south node of the past is in Capricorn and the north node of free will is in Cancer, our lesson is to fix our Capricorn-related karma, which is around authority, career, ambition, reputation, and status, and through the energy of Cancer, which represents comfort, security, and building a home, whatever that means for us. So our collective lesson for the coming 18 months is to find a better work-life balance. I love that because when I was in Egypt, we did go see the essential oil master. And when he did a reading on me, he says to me a couple of things. Some of them are personal. You know, if you want to be personal with me, you got to, you know, connect me directly. But he said, you know, the balance between your work life and your personal life is so important. I think many of you can relate to that. How many of us overwork, spend too much time, worrying about the office, our job, and then when we come home, we don't have the energy to give to our loved ones or to have fun or have joy. So my message to you is for the next 18 months, the next year and a half, going all the way into 2020, work on a better work-life balance. Allow yourself to step back from things that are no longer serving you, that have no value for you anymore, and find the things that really bring joy to your heart. People ask me all the time, what is my purpose, Loretta? Why am I here? And I say, you know what? It's not always about what you do, because we have a tendency to say, well, I need to know what I'm going to be doing. What job am I going to be doing? And the guides and angels often say, find your passion. Inside your passion is your own direction. That thing which is in your heart that kind of creates a burning in you that you want to do. Now, if I was an artist, which I kind of am, no, I'm not Leonardo da Vinci, but I love art and I love music. I don't have to quit my day job to become an artist, but I can certainly figure out how to fit that into some of the hours that I'm either at home or doing my own thing. They have all these lovely classes out there where you can go and have a glass of wine and paint. I highly recommend them. I have a lot of fun at them. And I don't necessarily have to drink a glass of wine to have that fun. But you can. And find something that makes your heart sing and do it at least once in a while. Don't leave that part of your life out. We're going to go ahead and take a little station break. I want to let you know that when we come back, I'm going to share 10 beauty secrets from ancient Egypt. And then I'm going to open the lines for those of you that would like to call in. It is just me on the show today. You can call and get a message from your guides and angels. And because I'm fresh from Egypt, I've got an awful lot of good energy in there. But feel free to call the radio station at 425-373-5527 or 1-888-298-5569 with a question for me and your guides, and we'll see if we can give you a little boost in the right direction. We'll be right back.
Energy is powerful. It's all around us, mysterious, full of potential. Directing positive, healing energy to raise your vibrational rate through Reiki can change your life. Reiki Master Loretta Brown has relieved stress, sadness, anger, and even helped clients lose weight, stop smoking, and end sleep disorders. Worldwide, people have sought out Reiki Oasis. If you want help with your dis-ease, visit ReikiOasis.com. Harness life's energy. Visit ReikiOasis.com today.
Pets bring so much joy to our lives. They're loyal, they're protective, and smart. Yet as smart as our pets might be, they can't advocate for themselves, especially in the event of a natural disaster. Hi, I'm Sean Lowe. Last year during Hurricane Harvey, I saw the impact of natural disaster firsthand. Many families suffered the added heartbreak of being separated from their pets. That's why it's important your pet is part of your family's disaster preparedness plan. Like storing pet food, medical records and supplies in waterproof containers. Proper identification, a microchip, and a photo of you with your pet can help in case you get separated. And keep their favorite comfort toy handy. If you take steps now, you'll encounter less stress during the chaos of an emergency. To learn how you can prepare your pet for a natural disaster, talk to your veterinarian and visit banfieldfoundation.org/disaster. That's banfieldfoundation.org/disaster. Don't save it for a rainy day.
Alternative Talk 1150. We're on your radio at 1150 AM. We're on your HD radio at 98.9 Channel 3.
So many ways to listen.
We're on the web at 1150kknw.com. Streaming live audio and video as well as MP3 archives of many of our shows.
So many ways to listen.
And now, we're on your smartphone or tablet. Download our free app in the Apple App Store or Google Play and take Alternative Talk 1150 anywhere you go.
So many ways to listen.
Radio with no added hormones or preservatives. All natural Alternative Talk 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the original Loretta Brown Show. And we're talking about Egypt. I'm back today. And I'm also taking calls and see if we can help people out. So before I share those 10 beauty secrets from ancient Egypt.
You tease.
I think the best secret is floating down the Nile.
Right. Which I did look up because me being a producer needs to know everything. And I'm a control freak.
Yay.
So,
I love you.
See,
yay.
You said I wasn't going to say it. And woo-hoo. I said it. All right. Now I'm over it.
I am too. So that's why we get along.
So I looked it up. So rivers always flow downhill. Okay. But it's a common misconception that something about the earth forces most rivers to flow south. Plenty of rivers do flow north, including the Nile, which gathers from high elevation lakes in the African Rift Valley.
Wow. Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah. I love that.
Water
yeah.
cooler.
Yeah, that's funny because we do have a tendency, I don't know if it's a northern hemisphere thing or southern hemisphere where it's like down is south, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if I'm in the southern hemisphere, down is north.
You know, like, something. I know.
Who knows? I just am who I am. There you have it. Anyway, we've got a yam who I am. I feel like, is that Popeye or no? Is that the guy with the spinach? Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's pop his muscle out.
I have none. Yeah. So I
only it was the bottom muscle, not the up muscle. Never mind.
Okay, let's go to these calls. Janine, save me, please. Janine from Seattle. Hello.
Sorry, Janine.
I think the high elevations.
Yeah, I just, you know, it's hard to come back. That's all I have to say.
She was in some high elevation. There was not much air up there, so she's trying to
that explains the whole thing.
See?
I feel so much better now. Thank you.
Welcome to the show.
Anyway, what can I do for you, Janine? And thanks for dealing with our silliness.
I loved it. And good morning. And it sounds like you had an amazing trip, so it's been fun hearing a little bit about it.
Yeah.
Basically, today I just am calling to see if there's any messages that I I know there's lots of messages I need to hear, but if there's any connection or I'm feeling a little disconnected. So
yeah, your guides are zoning right in on your heart, honey, and they went right there. So they're just gathering around you, and whatever this may mean for you, you just take it. They're sending you love, and I'm sending you love. And there's something about your heart, the tenderness of it. And you just needing to have that extra support right now and to know without a shadow of a doubt that you are so dearly and deeply loved. So that's what they want to say to you. Everything will be okay. It's all right. Exhale. Feel your feet in your shoes and lean back just a little bit and let them help you. So, you know, sometimes we need this help at a big level, and sometimes it's just that little level or that little kiss from our angels to let us know that they are there. Does that help you? Yeah.
Yes, it does. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Are you coming up on some sort of a choice?
Oh, yeah.
Because it feels like there's a choice that you're having to make, and it's here or it's right immediately. And
yeah.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Just, I'm coming up with a major.
Yeah.
I'm at a T.
Yeah.
Or a crossroads and a pretty big decision with my home and where I live and.
Yeah.
And really not wanting to make that choice.
Right. Yeah, the reluctance of that. So they're saying, they really mean this, like lean back just a little bit and let them shove you in the right direction, which is an odd thing to say, because I do believe that our heart and our desire for things will pull us forward. Right?
Uh-huh.
So there's kind of a tug on the heart. But they're saying kind of lean back a little bit and let them shove you in the right direction.
Okay.
Which might help a little bit. Especially with that reluctance, and this is a big decision. It's a life. It's
right.
A life choice. Yeah, it's going to be a life choice. You're going to make the right choice, and I don't think you can make a wrong choice in this case. But you are going to go, so I think you know that, and it's going to be right.
Okay, great.
Yeah, love to you. Support to you.
Thank you.
And thank you for calling in. Yeah.
And thank you for your time. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. All right.
Groovy.
Groovy.
Moving on to the next one. We have Anne from Tri-Cities now. Anne, welcome to the show.
Hello. Hi, Loretta.
Hi, Anne. Thanks for calling in. And what can I do for you? What can we do for you, I should say?
Well, Loretta.
I'm just the mouth.
thank you. I've been going through a lot of changes, letting go of things in the last couple of months. It's been pretty challenging and finalizing the end stages of a relationship that I've just struggled to let myself let go of, even though I know it's the right thing to do. On the other hand, I know there's some really great things coming for me. What do my angels and guides say about just being here now, trying to get through the challenging part?
Oh, yeah. They have two things they went to. The first one was breathing, like exhale, remember the breath, remember to breathe. You know, life is always about breathing in and then breathing out. So don't hold your breath. And don't be breathless, okay? Unless it's with excitement for what's coming. The next place that they went was into your digestion and into your organs, into your belly, into your third chakra. That's where they're at. Because I'm seeing a lot of yellow. And when we're going through stuff, man, there's this kind of knowing that you're going in the right direction because you do, and you are, but then also, like, anxious. You know, we don't know what we don't know. And and sometimes when we're making these changes, we know we're going in the right direction, but until we're there, we don't really know what it's going to be like, right?
You know, right.
It's like that. So they're telling you just to take it easy and maybe take a day or two, you know, in the middle of a lot of change. Always make sure that you take a day or two for you and get a massage, you know, do a spa day. Make sure you're breathing. Make sure you're just settling in and then get up and go do it again. You have a lot of helpers right now. So you are doing the right thing.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Hearing that makes me feel better. So.
Yeah. They want to encourage you because they're showing me, and you know, always messages are for you, but they're always for other people listening too, that don't allow change to feel like a burden. Allow it to be this thing where you're like, I'm letting off this layer and I feel a little lighter, and I'm letting that go and I feel a little bit better. And okay, so it's one thing at a time, rather than sometimes we look at the whole thing and we get bogged down because we're trying to move a mountain, right?
Mm-hmm.
So just whatever is right in front of you, that is the next thing go for. Yeah.
Anything they say about kind of this grief that keeps coming up, is it my imagination, or is there something, layers that I'm working through.
You're working through some really old karma from a past life. They're really clear about it. And you're also needing to understand that in present day time, when we move, when we stop a relationship, we will grieve. It's natural and normal to grieve the ending of something, and it's honorable. So if you have some kind of little ritual that you can do as you go through, and maybe many little rituals, you know, points where you recognize what you are letting go of, and then honoring whatever came out of that for you, that will help you with the grief. Grief is a reality. And even in our present day world, when we look around us, because we got a lot of changes going on, you know, in our country and in our world, every change requires us at some level to let that old thing go. And we will normally and naturally grieve it at some level.
Yeah. Okay, great. Yeah. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Lots of love to you. And they do want me to reinforce with you that they, man, you got a lot of worker angels working with you. Like they're busy. Busy. So they're setting things up for you, and they look like they're rearranging the furniture, and they're moving you to a new location.
So does that make Anne the queen bee?
She's got a little worker bees around her.
See?
I love that because we just got back from Egypt, and you know, you see the bee in hieroglyphics, and the bee represents, believe it or not, the queen bee, the rulers of Lower Egypt, the women. So queen bee, Anne. You are the queen right now.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
It's all about the queen bee.
Don't forget. Thanks, Anne, for calling in from the Tri-City area. And now we're going to move on to Heidi calling in from the Mill Creek area, which is just north of Bellevue.
Hi, Heidi.
Hi, Loretta.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Okay. Great to hear your voice.
Yours too.
What can we do for you?
So I've been dealing with a lot of anxiety and stress to the point where it's causing health problems and people are starting to get concerned for me and me for myself. I trust like long term that there, you know, that this gets worked out and there's something there for me, but it feels like I'd gotten so kind of off purpose at some point that getting back on track has become tough. I'm curious if my guides have any advice on, you know, just how to move through the situation and still stay healthy within it.
It's interesting because tapping into your energy, my back is tight and my jaw and it feels so heavy. When things get this heavy, I'm going to give you a simple little technique that is going to help you and anybody listening. I call it the spirit-to-spirit technique, and I think I got it years ago. I might have gotten it from Cindy Dale. I'd love to give people credit, and I could be wrong on that, but it's an energy technique. And this is such a great shortcut. So I actually want you to do it with me. Are you in a place where you can do it? Are you driving a car? Or
I'm in a place where I can do it.
Yay! So glad your angels set that up. Okay. So first things first is just exhale. And just focus on the exhalation. Because quite often we find we're holding our breath, or if someone says take a breath, what we do is we try to inhale when we actually need to exhale, like blow bubbles, right? And blowing bubbles through a straw, by the way, would be a great thing for you to do to remind yourself to exhale, all right? So as you exhale, just sort of allow yourself to exhale like, I don't know, 5 or 6 times. Just like you're blowing through a straw, you're blowing smoke out, and allow yourself to come down into the body. Start to feel your legs and your feet. And then you're going to notice, because I can feel it, that almost instantly you're trying to lift back out. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
It's like, where are you trying to go, honey? You know, you're just running. So it's okay. We've got you. You're just fine. And allow us to hold you a little bit, because we are. You have so many beautiful angels that love you. Now, I want you to put your hand right on your heart and tap your heart a little bit if you need to. And look down at your heart. And even close your eyes if you need to and go down into the heart. And I want you to begin to focus on the light coming out of your heart. And you might notice that it's a little tight. That's all right. We don't care. It could be a tiny little spark of light. But as you breathe with me and your angels, we're going to help open that heart so that all you're focused on is the light coming out of your heart. I want to remind you that you are a being of light. You are a spirit in a body. You are a being of pure love, pure compassion, pure forgiveness. This is who you really are. All this other stuff is an illusion. There is only love here. And breathe into that light. As you breathe into the light coming out of your heart, don't try to figure things out. Just allow the light to spread through your body. As it spreads through your body, open up your chest and your lungs and just focus on breathing and that light. Already, I can tell that you're feeling a little better. I can feel some tingling. Now, I want you to imagine your guides and angels all around you. And they're not crowding you. They're giving you space. But focus on the light coming out of their hearts. Your guides and angels are beings of light. And they're in bodies also. They just happen to be, you know, see-through bodies, light bodies. They're from God. These beings love you so much. And as you breathe into the light coming out of their hearts, you're going to start to be fed a little bit by that light. Already begin to tell them you need their help. Ask for their help. Thank them for their help, even if you don't know what they're doing. And once you make that connection, I want you now to call in your idea of God, Goddess, the one supreme divine spirit. This powerful, loving spirit is with all of us. You don't have to be Christian or uber religious to realize that there is a beautiful, powerful, loving being that looks over everything. From the heart of this beautiful being is beautiful light and love. Focus on that light and love as streams of grace washing down over you. And as this energy washes down over you, let it wash you out. Let it clean out all that stuff as though all your anxiety is just dissolving and washing down your grounding cord into the earth, like you're in a shower and dirty water is going down the drain. As you are bathing in the showers of grace from this benevolent, loving being, tell this being, I need your help. I've got these burdens. And give them to all the beings of light that help you. And say, I've done everything that I can, and now I need divine grace to help me. And I'm asking for it. I'm demanding it. I'm calling it. I'm decreeing it in any way that you can. And then exhale, give it all up, thanking with gratitude that already somehow, in some magical, miraculous way, everything is being untangled for you, because it is. When we let go, and we let go of gripping the steering wheel of our life so tightly, when we relax our jaw, when we drop our shoulders, when we look into our hearts and into our spirit-to-spirit connection with divine, we allow magic to come into our life, and believe me, it's real. Already, everything is being untangled for you. Now, keep breathing, being in this streams of grace. I am not going to close this for you. I'm going to leave it open. And then all you have to do is every once in a while, just touch your heart, breathe into the light of your heart. Remember, your guides and angels are there. Breathe into the light from their hearts. And then breathe into the light from the heart of divine. And let everything be washed and surrender it up. And then look for the magic. How do you feel, Heidi?
Better.
Isn't that amazing?
Totally changed colors. Thank you.
Yeah, it's amazing. Now, do you like flowers, honey?
I do.
Okay. What flowers do you love?
Daisies.
Would you say daisies?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if you can find daisies right now, but your guides are saying that you need to have some flowers or do something special for yourself. Light a candle. And I believe in altars. I really do. An altar can be a candle with a picture of daisies. Right?
Yes.
And do something where you just sit, keep telling yourself, I'm just fine. I am so loved, because you are loved, and your angels want you to know that. You are so loved. Lean back a little bit. Let them help you. Does that help?
It does.
All right. Be blessed. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
All right. Bye now.
Yeah, thanks, Heidi, for joining us, and we'll move on to Cynthia calling in from Seattle. Hi, Cynthia. Welcome to the show.
Hello, my friend. How are you?
Hi. Oh, Loretta. Thank you, Heidi, too, for that. That wonderful. I was getting so nervous talking on the radio that was brilliant.
Isn't that just what we all need? Yeah.
Oh, my God. So, I'm so thrilled to be watching your show for the first time.
Oh.
You're amazing.
Seriously.
I know you're amazing, Ooh. But to see this, so.
Thank you.
I missed you.
So. Yeah, you're always in my heart. How are you? How's your foot or your leg or whatever is going on down there?
Well, I'm couch bound with my foot up, and so, it's challenging because I'm a mover, but it feels like a gift of sorts to be immobile.
Yeah.
Because it's such a crossroads for me at this time, kind of hanging out in the unknown. And so I guess my question would be, too, how to best utilize this time and this gift. And, of course, I want so badly to know what the next chapter looks like.
Well, you're in preparation is what your guides are telling me, that this is part of your preparation for what's coming up. And they're kind of giggling a little bit. You're going to get real busy, so maybe you should enjoy this quiet time. Right? But they're saying, even though you can't use your foot, you're couch bound, what else can you use? You can use your hands and your arms. You can use your heart and your mind. You can meditate. You can quiet. You can talk to people, right? And these are the things to take a look at. Have you been doing any writing? Because I see you writing or drawing or painting.
Well, I'm journaling just now. I'm just kind of now getting out of the fog of the anesthesia and whatnot. But, yeah, I've been journaling.
Do you paint?
I do paint.
Okay, because I'm seeing you painting. And they're saying paint and write and keep yourself busy that way. Do you ever paint? I'm trying to figure out how to say this, because it's almost like you're painting something spiritual, or you're painting a message. And maybe it's painting from your soul, what it is that you need to express in this way. And these paintings are, I don't know what kind of paint you use, but this looks like watercolor or something. And the colors are, they're very beautiful. So I would kind of give you a free rein, a key to unlock your creativity and allow divine to express itself through you, which is, as far as I'm concerned, it always comes from our heart. Like when I write a piece of music, I always am expressing something that I'm going through in that piece of music. And that my personal expression of that, when it's shared with others, it accesses that in other people that needs to be expressed that sometimes can't be expressed in any way. The other thing I'm going to say is I think you write poetry or something, like that, where you're expressing something that's going to help access open doors within the people that you reach out to. So this is what they want you to do. It's very introspective, but
yes,
it's very expressive. Yeah, it's very expressive. Yeah. You could even paint your foot. I don't know. And then, text your crazy friend Loretta and say, I need something, right?
Yay.
Well,
a connection with you would be lovely.
Yeah.
Really good chanting opportunity also.
Yeah, chanting for sure. Yeah, I really missed that. So, but that's where they're at. Sort of this, I think you're accessing a piece of yourself that maybe you haven't been able to sit still long enough to get to. And your angels and guides want you to know that you do have an untapped reservoir of gifts that is coming out. So utilize this time to, because you're going to have to approach life in a different way because you are couch bound. And yeah. That kind of, it reminds me of floating on the Nile where I didn't have any Wi-Fi and I just gave it up. Now that I'm back home, I don't want to be on any technology at all, which is, now I've got to kind of bring some of it back. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're saying float on the Nile. They're hysterical. Just imagine you're floating on the Nile like Cleopatra.
Would love to go to, yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. I will do that in my dreams, but I will also put it out there to share that trip with you at some point.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Does that help you?
It does. I guess one more question. Is there like, and this is my Aries impatience, I mean, the time frame as far as I can just trust that it's all unfolding perfectly.
Yeah, you're anxious. Your anxious Aries have to get it done stuff. You need to just kind of drop that away for about 3 months, they're saying. I don't know what your recovery time is, but they've got some kind of a three-month thing going on with you, regardless of what happens with your foot.
All right. And the money thing will all fall in place?
Money, yes. Money will be just fine. And, you know, put up a little altar for that and be sure to do your chanting around, you know, Lakshmi and the money.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yay.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All righty. Yep. Thanks for calling
Thanks,
in.
Thanks, Cynthia. Sorry, I got to let you run. We got one more. I'm going to try to sneak in. Nels calling in from the Madrona area. So, Nels, welcome to the show.
Hi, Nels. Come
Hello.
On in.
Good morning, Loretta.
Good morning. Thanks for calling in.
Well, thank you. It feels like this is a nuts and bolts morning. So I have a couple little questions for you real quick. Is that I'm heading out to San Diego and also Sedona for next week. Exactly. Very big woo.
And, oh, I got goosebumps.
3 weeks ago this time, I was also at Yosemite Valley photographing the full moon over the valley and over Half Dome and all that.
Oh, my goodness.
Feels like it's time to possibly publish or get these photos out there.
Oh, I have goosebumps, rolling goosebumps for you. This is a powerful time for you. And yes, get your pictures out there. You've got some amazing stuff, and you're going to get more amazing stuff. And they're saying watch for spacecraft, space shifts or something.
Well, one of the photographs over Half Dome, it looked like it was from a spaceship had just flown by. There was actual moonbeam kind of thing.
Yeah. So, well, they're saying that you have a gift to tap into that and that your eye, whether it's your eye or your photographic eye, is going to get some amazing shots. And I think they're award-winning.
So wow.
I just got goosebumps again. Go for it.
Wonderful. And then while in Sedona, San Diego, any thoughts or any nuts and bolts of while I'm there, what to be doing?
having fun and looking to the sky. That's what
silly question.
Yeah, they're laughing. They're giggling. They're going, you're going to have such a good time. And you just absorb the energy from the places that you're at and look up. Keep looking up is what they're saying. Right. They love you very much. Yeah, your crew is all ready to go. They're funny. They've got like camera bags and they're ready to go. Like, they've got their, you know, binoculars and their hats and that's like
Holy cow, a
grand adventure. Yeah.
It sure does, doesn't it? Wonderful. And then eventually too, I would like to join you in Egypt. That sounds extraordinary.
Oh, that'd be lovely. I'd love to have you come. Yeah. You could take extraordinary photographs of us lounging like Cleopatra on the Nile.
especially at the sphinx on the the right foot right there where that little energy center is.
Yeah, the right paw. That's right. All right. Well, blessings to you on your trip, and I can't wait to see some of your amazing photographs. Well, thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in. We didn't get to the 10 beauty secrets from ancient Egypt. We'll do it next time.
Can you post them?
I will. I'll post them.
There
yay!
And now everyone's looking forward to
I'll post them on my Facebook page, The Loretta Brown Show, and Benny has got it all figured out. I love all of you. It's so good to be back from Egypt, and I hope you'll join me on my next trip. Have a great Thanksgiving. Bye now.